when people are following those hashtags and they start to like and comment and share and engage with your content, it improves its relevancy score on the algorithm. So the more people are engaging, the more LinkedIn says, okay, this is a relevant piece of content. Let's share it to more people. And if for whatever reason your hashtags aren't relevant and people aren't engaging and interacting with that particular post, the algorithm then says, here's a piece of irrelevant content, and it's going to diminish how visible this piece of content is on the platform.
Welcome to Growing Careers in Companies, the show dedicated to helping you find and navigate your own unique career path. Whether you're just starting out, climbing the corporate ladder, scaling your own business, or somewhere in between, we can help you gain the insight, skills, and experience to keep your professional journey moving forward so you can create the life of your dreams. So get ready to discover your true purpose and take your career higher with your host, Allison S. Weiss.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Growing Careers and Companies podcast. I'm your host, Allison Weiss, and I am so thrilled to welcome you back to a special solo episode focused on one of my favorite social media platforms, LinkedIn. Today's episode is all about effectively using LinkedIn for the purposes of content marketing and positioning yourself as a thought leader. And it was a special request from one of my followers on Instagram. So I hope that you enjoy today's episode. It is action-packed, and it will come with an accompanying guide on our website for best practices and runs the gamut from everything from sharing your own content or sharing others' content, using hashtags effectively, and how often we should add value versus try to sell using a social media platform like LinkedIn. So thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of the Growing Careers and Companies podcast, and we will see you on the other side. I am so thrilled to be back for my first solo episode in a while. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode with my friend Dr. Melissa Wasserman. Today we are taking a pivot and we are getting back into some of the hard-hitting and tactical and practical content that you know us for. So today we are going to talk about effective content marketing on LinkedIn specifically. Social media platforms are also different. And so LinkedIn and the advice that I would give about LinkedIn is very different from what I would provide on, let's say, Instagram or YouTube or another platform. So if you're someone who knows that you should be doing more on LinkedIn, we're going to walk through some of the different reasons why, some of my favorite best practices, and hopefully this is going to be one of those episodes where we will also include a detailed guide to all of the various different tips and tricks and hacks that I'm going to share with you today. So first thing to know about LinkedIn is that it highly values content that is original. So if you are a person who is not in the mood to create original content and you want to instead share the content of someone else's, there are two different ways that you can do that. One of which is to just simply hit the share button, which will be the second to the right, or the second from the right rather, on a post. It's a little arrow, then it says share. You can hit that button and then you can write a line, you can tag folks, you can hashtag it, you can add a little line about why it was compelling to you, and then you can simply hit the post button after you've done so. You can also share it completely separately from adding any additional commentary to the post. But I want you to know that because LinkedIn does really value and prioritize content that is brand new, sharing content is going to devalue it as far as the algorithm is concerned. So if you really truly do want to share someone else's content, a better way might be to copy and paste the text of the original post, download and upload the image or video, and then you can put a little credit or tag to the original poster either at the bottom or the top of the post so people know that you are giving credit where credit is due. So just two quick tips. If you are sharing, you can hit the share button. You can add your thoughts to the top of the post, or you can just post as is. A more effective way is probably to copy and paste and download and re-upload those images. LinkedIn treats it as a brand new post when you do that, and it's just going to do better from a content and algorithm standpoint. So one of the things that you should know about the algorithm is that it is very focused on relevance. And so what do I mean by relevance? I mean that the people that are seeing the post, the people who are engaging with the post, find it relevant. And so one of the most effective ways to make your content relevant is to use hashtags. I know some of you might be fluent in the language of Instagram, which also runs using the thought of hashtags, in addition to other platforms like YouTube, TikTok, etc. On LinkedIn specifically, experts will tell you anywhere from 3 to 5 relevant hashtags is the most that you want to use. So let's say I'm doing a post about resume writing. If I am posting a unique piece of content, maybe it's my 5 best tips for putting together a resume from scratch. If I had to think about 3 to 5 hashtags that are going to be the most relevant to individuals based on that. So using that example, a few might be hashtag resumes, hashtag resume writing, hashtag career advice, hashtag job searching. And if you're ever wondering what some top hashtags are related to a particular topic on LinkedIn, you can search, you can Google search top hashtags for career advice, top hashtags for, you know, whatever your topic might be. It might be an asset class like self-storage or student housing or seniors housing. It might be investment sales or leasing, whatever the topic is. You can just Google search top LinkedIn hashtags for, and then whatever the subject matter is, and come up with the most followed hashtags. So when you're using those hashtags, your piece of content is then served to all of the people who followed those particular hashtags. And so when people are following those hashtags and they start to like and comment and share and engage with your content, it improves its relevancy score on the algorithm. So the more people are engaging, the more LinkedIn says, okay, this is a relevant piece of content. Let's share it to more people. And if for whatever reason your hashtags aren't relevant and people aren't engaging and interacting with that particular post, the algorithm then says, here's a piece of irrelevant content, and it's going to diminish how visible this piece of content is on the platform. So it's a really great idea to do some research around hashtags that are super relevant to the content that you're posting. And so for me, I'm posting typically about a couple different topics, one being career advice, 2 being advice to companies or entrepreneurs, and another might be the future of work or sort of this remote digital nomad life that I'm living. So if I know that those are the 3 things I'm most commonly posting about, I can put together for myself a bank of hashtags. And then I can use whatever is most relevant, 3 to 5, remember, at most, per post to make sure that I am consistently reaching people who are interested in the type of content that I'm creating. So we've already talked a little bit about sharing content on LinkedIn, whether you're sharing someone else's content, whether you are posting your own content, using some hashtags. Back to the algorithm for a second, I want to mention also that LinkedIn doesn't just reward people who want to use it as a megaphone. A megaphone, when I'm talking about the megaphone effect, I mean there's people who are having one-way conversations with themselves, people who are just out there sort of yelling at the crowd of people, as opposed to engaging and having 2-way interactions or multiple-way interactions and communications. So there's this thought that a lot of people have that I just need to post. And that's half of it, right? LinkedIn rewards when we are engaging on the platform. So we can't just post and not engage on other people's content and expect our content to be treated favorably by the algorithm. So if you are posting regularly, but you're not seeing your content really grow in terms of views or interactions or anything like that, it might make sense to spend some time and to maybe schedule time on a daily or weekly basis to start engaging in the comment sections of other people's posts. And different ways that you can do that, you are able to tag folks in the comments of someone else's posts. So for instance, if I have a friend who's very into a particular industry or vertical within the industry, and I see a relevant and interesting post, I might tag the person. You tag the person using the at symbol. So at Garland Fuller, shout out to Garland. You might want to check this out. This looks like a really cool new program. A very simple thing that you can do. It is helpful to your friend that you're tagging. It's helpful to the person that's content you're commenting on. And it just creates this sort of virtuous circle where now the person, both people are probably going to respond favorably, maybe like and comment on your posts. Other things you can do in the comment sections of other people's posts, you can add value by asking questions, sharing your thoughts or feedback, helping to, you know, further illuminate a particular subject that maybe the author of the content has shown a light on. You can also connect other people to each other in the comments. So it might be someone is asking for a resource, someone who can assist with a particular need or service. And so tagging those folks who are especially equipped to be a resource to the original poster is always a great idea. And we sometimes forget that in the comment sections are really big opportunities for us to understand maybe the needs of our potential clients or also potential future teammates. And what do I mean by this? I mean, you know, one of the things that I noticed, and this is actually a tip from a friend of mine, Kyle and Sarah. He frequently is in the comment sections on YouTube and on these other social media platforms. And so if you are following along with maybe what some of your other competitors are doing, or just looking generally at folks who are thought leaders in your space, you will start to see people asking them questions in the comments. And you will frequently see that the original posters are not engaging with those comments. And those comments are a great place for you to jump in and answer, for you to come up with new ideas for content, and so on and so forth. So remember to be a two-way communicator. Remember to spend as much time engaging with other people's posts as you are creating and sharing your own content. And a practical framework for this is a strategy that Gary Vaynerchuk, commonly known as Gary V, employs called the $80 strategy. So to sum it up, he says to give your 2 cents on the top 9 posts of the 10 most relevant hashtags. Remember back to hashtag relevance that we talked about. So I might go and follow 10 relevant hashtags and then comment a thought or a question or a resource on the top 9 posts in the 10 most relevant hashtags. You can do this. It is quite a lot. So I'd recommend if you haven't started yet engaging on posts, go for the 3 to 5 most relevant hashtags and schedule 30 minutes 2 or 3 times a week just to specifically engage on other people's posts. Remember, we are creating then a virtuous circle. This will help you to increase your own engagement and visibility on the platform. Every time I spend time working on my engagement on LinkedIn, I notice naturally my new connections and followers tick upwards, which is a nice benefit as well. But we're doing this because it will also service your content when you do post and make sure that it is seen and engaged with in a similar way. Hey, it's Allison, and just wanted to pause the episode quickly to ask if you've signed up for our mailing list yet. If you love the podcast and you'd like more resources and things to keep the learning going, go to growingcareersandcompanies.com and sign up today. Back to posting for just one second. When you are creating posts, I just want to remind you that LinkedIn likes to reward its viewers for staying on the platform as long as possible. And so the second that you send people to an external site, whether it's your website, a blog, your careers page, maybe an external video player, an article on a local or national industry platform, etc., it takes people out of LinkedIn, and LinkedIn doesn't like that. So rather than linking to a particular article, an external site, instead, post the link in the comments. So in the body, if you're doing text, in the body of the text, you can say link to article, link to website, link to video, etc. in comments, and then put it as the first comment. I would wait just a minute or two after you post it, because we don't want LinkedIn to think, oh, here I'm trying to boost my own engagement with my own comment. But you are sort of circumventing as much as possible the minimization of a particular post because it is sending someone off the platform. So just a small thought to consider if you are posting to external content. In addition to the $1.80 strategy that Gary Vaynerchuk shares, one of the other strategies, actually probably one of my biggest North Stars in content creation, came from his book, Jab, 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 Right Hook. I love it because you can say it another way, and it's give, 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 and then ask. So this means essentially that we want to add value 3 to 5 times as often as we try to sell something using social media. One of the things that I know is true about our industry, my industry, commercial real estate, is that there are many people out there who treat every engagement on social media as an opportunity to use the megaphone to talk about their successes and how great they are. And those posts don't necessarily add value, right? If you're sharing a deal that you've just closed, or a tombstone of a deal that you just closed, or if you're sharing a listing, you aren't necessarily engaging with the audience. One of the questions I like to ask myself is, who is this going to help and how is it going to help them? And if I can't answer one or both of those questions well, it's a good sign to me that I haven't added enough value. I think every time we go to post something that is shouting into the proverbial megaphone, we need to think about breaking it up and making it informative and making it as value added as possible. So here's a couple different tips. If you are doing something that is more sales and less value added, here's some different things that you can add to the post to make it more effective. One of the things I would say is, if you were posting a closing or if you're posting a listing, think about why that listing or closing was unique. So if it is a listing, let's talk about the market in which this listing is in, and let's share some really valuable information as to why that market is a great one to invest in. If it's a deal that's already been closed, maybe we talk about all of the lessons learned in that particular deal. Another way to make your content more effective is making it engaging from an image perspective. So if we're talking about, back to the deal example or the listing example, let's create a carousel of images, right? Where people have to click through and talk about visually, right? Not just words, but visually, why this particular deal, why this particular market, why this particular asset class is a great bet in 2022 or what have you. I think as much as we can do to vary the experience, it could also be a quick video. It could also be a really interesting call to action. asking people for their thoughts and if they have invested in a certain market or why they love a particular asset class. Engaging and creating a conversation around the post is another effective way to boost your overall relevance and to boost your engagement on the platform. So some other quick tips for creating really engaging content on LinkedIn. One, just really personalizing the content and using an active and conversational voice. This is so much more engaging than speaking in the third person or trying to be the most professional version of yourself or a spokesperson for your company. People connect more with people than they do with companies or brands. So as much as you can think about how you naturally communicate, your tone of voice, whether you use emojis or not, there are certain emojis that I use all the time that sound and look like me now when I'm writing online. So thinking about how we're naturally engaging, how people might experience us if they met us in person, and using more of that authentic voice in our content is going to make people hear us saying those words and make it a much more memorable experience. So just a thought there. I think so many of us, our gut reactions are to be as professional as possible, to not use as many exclamation points, to keep the emojis to a simple smiley face or a thumbs up. I think you should be yourself, and people like to do business with those they know, like, and trust. And so the more authentic we can be, the more people feel like they are really getting to know, like, and trust us online. And those are the factors in which people decide whether or not to work with us. So give people the opportunity to know you in that way and be yourself. So many of us too, and this is my last tip, and this is something that I am constantly working on a daily basis, is that if you are creating your own content, showing your face, whether you're on video, whether you're using photos, is so much more effective than using stock photos, than using, you know, just plain images. Again, you would not believe the difference in engagement if you put yourself on video, if you share pictures of yourself in photos. It helps people to feel more connected to you. And again, it just builds those know, like, and trust factors, especially today as we are getting back out into the world and going out to events. It also helps people to have a fresh image of you in mind. So if they do see you at an event, they can recognize you and come up and say hello. I can't tell you how many times I have been at events recently and have had people come up to me and say, oh, I recognize you from LinkedIn. I recognize you from Instagram. And it's a really cool feeling. But also, people wouldn't recognize me if it was just my headshot. It is good to show people that we are out there living our lives and doing our work and taking pictures as we are at events and we are going to meetings and things like that. I just think as much as possible, we need to show a little bit more of our personalities, our authenticity, and our thoughts and stories on platforms like LinkedIn. And why? Why would you do that? One big reason is that LinkedIn results are heavily favored in Google search results. And so if you, and I'm going to give you this example that I give my clients all the time. So today, if you're making a cold call and the phone rings on your client's device, sometimes they see your name, right? They might see your first name and last name in all capital letters. If they don't know you, what are they going to do? What's their first gut reaction? For me, it's to take that name and type it into Google and figure out who's on the other end of the line. Wouldn't you rather control what people see and experience of you as much as possible when they're Googling you? And a great way to have more control over that is to have a very strong LinkedIn presence and a content marketing strategy, because that's just going to help those positive search results filter to the top of Google. And that's going to help people to get a better understanding of why they should pick up the phone and answer that call. So if you are still on the fence about using LinkedIn, I want to encourage you to hop on board. It is an incredible tool. It is one of the lowest barrier to entry platforms. You can start a new profile today just by uploading your existing resume or a company bio if you already have one. I think it's a great time to do an audit of your profile, make sure that everything is up to date, and to start building a plan for posting new and original content on LinkedIn. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of the Growing Careers and Companies podcast. I could talk to you all about LinkedIn all day long. I think it is the best tool. It is where so many of our clients and future prospects live. And I think spending at least 15 to 20 minutes daily, both engaging with other people's content, posting some of our own fresh and original content, and sharing valuable resources and maybe posts of others, is a great way to get our feet wet and to make sure that we are doing everything that we can to show up more favorably and higher in Google search results, and also to position ourselves as thought leaders within our various functional areas and industries. So we hope you enjoyed today's action-packed and tactical and practical episode of the Growing Careers and Companies podcast, and we look forward to seeing you on a future episode.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Growing Careers and Companies. For more news you can use, head to growingcareersandcompanies.com to sign up for our mailing list, get access to show notes and free resources, and even submit your own question that could be answered on a future episode. Exclusively for you at growingcareersandcompanies.com.